right, folks, it's time again for the Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, Mark Landing Crew Wheeler. And we're going to have a kind of, you know, awareness show today. And, of course, just like always, you can call in. The phone number is 714-816-4727. And we're hoping that you call in. All right. We have in the chat room tonight Hammerhead, Greg Crisp. What's going on, buddy? And, of course, the Isaac the Nothing Miller from our West Coast show, which you can catch Tuesday nights at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, only on kayakfishingradio.com. And the Isaac's already starting to razz us on buying plywood and supplies and milk and bread. And that's what the show is going to be about tonight. Many of us are going to be affected. Greg, if you have some opportunity to give a call in, because I know he's going to be affected by Irene. And for you that have been living underneath the rock, let you know, Irene's a one bad mamba jamba. This is one of those women that you don't want to screw with because in, two or three days later, you're going to have an itch or a burning sensation. For us, it won't be a burning sensation. It'll be a flooding sensation. I live very close to the Chesapeake Bay and two major inlets, Lynn Haven Inlet and Little Creek Inlet. I'm actually, a little less than a mile from the bay and half a mile from the Little Creek Inlet. So I know personally I might be sitting in my kayak in the middle of the street fishing Sunday night. So hope that doesn't happen. And of course, Sweetwater is the unofficial brew of Kayak Fishing Radio. So that is what I am enjoying right now, and I hope you are too. Responsibly, because here at Kayak Fishing Radio, we always, always drink responsibly. Okay, but let's talk about preparedness. In a situation like this, I was too little to remember what Claudia, one of my aunt's names, hit Long Island back in 85. I think I was a little over 2 years old at that point. Give you an idea of how young I am, folks. But that rocked Long Island and the Northeast. And Irene's going to do the same. Hopefully, she decides to leave Long Island alone for all, of us with family and friends in the Northeast, give them help when they need it. But, this is a storm that, North Carolina is already evacuating. That tells you something. The Nor'easter and two tropical storms last year, people didn't barely evacuated. Now for this one, people are mass exodus. They're sitting there, and and this in the distance. That's some nasty stuff, folks. We have coming in, For the Outer Banks to be leaving like they are, folks, this is going to be bad. I know up here in Virginia, if you live in Virginia Beach, relax. We have Virginia Beach EMS on standby. We have a great police department, a great emergency system for anyone that lives around here. Plus, we have military resources we can check off too. So, folks in Virginia, breathe easily tonight. Get some sleep, because this is going to be a very sleepless weekend for many of us. All right, so let's talk about, on more of a positive note, fishing. Can you fish before one of these storms? Yes. But be very careful when you do. And I mean it like this. A lot of these storms have a lot of current that are pushed in front of them, folks. So if you're going to be fishing out there, please be careful. A little more aware. You might find, if you ever sit at the beach before a hurricane or tropical storm hit, there was that freak wave that happens like every hour to 2 hours. It just comes out of nowhere and just, plows the people that are sitting there, waiting around the water. Be careful of those folks. But yeah, definitely go fishing up until about Thursday. It'll definitely be worth it. All right. We've got a caller. Let's see who this is. Hello, you're on Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic.
Hey, Mark, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you great. What's going on, Greg?
Yep. Pretty good. How are you doing?
A little worried.
Trying this new... yeah. Trying this newfangled Skype thing out tonight, so...
Yeah, man.
See how it works.
Really good.
Cool.
Yeah, very nice.
So, yeah, the storm's looking like it's coming in. I'm hoping it holds out for us until at least Sunday, so I can get out on the water on Saturday and do some fishing.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a kayak fishing radio first. I'm gonna broadcast from the storm. Dun, 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 kind of situation. So we'll see how that works. Save it for next Wednesday. Give you guys some noises of the storm. Because I can't do video for this thing yet. We're working on that, folks. But, yeah, this is going to be gnarly, man. That's all I'm thinking about right now is I got steel in place and, wife's going out to sea on her ship, to get in front of this thing, and I don't know. But do you remember Gloria back in '85?
Yep, yeah, I remember it. I wasn't actually on the East Coast for it, but my family has a house on the Jersey Shore that's about, I forget if it's the fifth or sixth house in from the beach, and we lost most of the siding on the house, the roof, a lot of damage. So, but I've been through, a couple hurricanes down in New Jersey. They're not anything to mess with. You want to definitely get to a safe area, get to high ground, get away if you can. It's best just to, deal with it when it comes back. Secure everything and leave.
Yeah, that includes your kayaks, folks. If you got your kayak, if you live on the water and you have your kayaks sitting there, on your dock or next to the water, definitely bring them inside. hang on, if you have a Hobie Pro Angler and you leave it sitting outside on your dock, make sure you have the fins attached to it. So that way when I fish it out of Lynn Haven or any of the other water, around here, I have a new kayak. That's the biggest thing. This is going to be a wicked storm. I know that, Redfish Chuck and D, they're, blowing a sigh of relief because finally Florida doesn't get smacked by one of these things. But it'll be us, and, we're going to have to just deal with it. I know there's several predictions of where this thing is going to be, and my feeling is that it's going to be pretty darn close to where I'm at. That eye's going to ride right off the coast up here, and hit us really hard, and we've had a lot of rain lately. A good amount of rain. We're supposed to get rain on Thursday. And a couple of thunderstorms, and man, that's going to saturate this ground even more. We're going to be in some deep dew here, man, with these trees coming down. It's going to be bad, you know. What about you, man? What are your concerns with this thing coming?
Where I'm at, I'm 50, 60 miles inshore, so, it's really not going to, storm surges and none of that's going to affect us if it does decide to come up. Because really, to get me, it's going to have to come up through Long Island, through Connecticut, through Massachusetts before it gets to me.
Right.
Is really its only route of attack. So, at that point, even if it annihilates Long Island, by the time it gets this far inshore, it's going to be seriously downgraded. And, at most, if it hit Long Island at a Category 3, I don't think it would be much more than 75-mile-an-hour winds by the time it hit us.
Right.
We're going to have, you would hope. It could be a little bit worse, but, it's really just, I took a look around the yard to make sure that there weren't any trees that were going to come down on the house or anything like that, which there are, but all the trees that are there seem healthy and nothing really of immediate concern.
Right.
But that's really the biggest issue that we have is, trees coming down, and we could be without power for a while. But that's something, we get that in the middle of winter. So in the summer, it's
right.
less of a concern. You don't have to keep the house hot in the summer. So in the winter, you could freeze to death. So, we'll have some extra water around because if we do lose power, we'll lose our well pumps, stuff like that. Basic supplies so we don't have to go out in it for a day or so as it's passing through.
Right. Oh, yeah. I feel that, folks, if you can go out and buy, this is what I have here at my house for water, and everyone says, forecast looks like it's going to be cool after everything comes by. Yeah, it's going to be cool, Monday, Tuesday, maybe into Wednesday. We still don't, if you all still don't have power, I'm going to say by Wednesday or Thursday, it's going to get hot. That tropical push that was behind this hurricane is going to bring in some really warm weather. And if you can remember from that show we did a few weeks ago, you're going to want water. So buy a couple of 5-gallon jugs of water, keep them nearby. You could always, stock up, folks, stock up on water. I know some people are going to stock up on, adult beverages, which is, entirely up to you. I will not, because if I need to get out of here, need to be able to be coherent. So, all right. Sorry, I'm trying to do about two things at once. Let's, kayaks. How should you store your kayak? Simple, folks. I keep this pretty darn simple. Greg, do you have any secrets to keeping your kayak from becoming a big sail and flying away?
Well, my plan is to, basically tie it down to the rack I made for him. I got a big, heavy 4x4 and 2x4 rack that'll definitely anchor them, and I'll just be strapping them down to that to make sure they don't become sails and fly away.
Right.
That's really all. All I'm going to be doing to prepare them, they're already stored upside down out of the way, so don't really have room to put all four of them in the house anyway, so hopefully they'll be safe.
Yeah, Folks, if you can, put them inside a garage, inside of a secure structure, okay? If you can't, tie them things down to the ground. I know a buddy of mine who keeps his outside. He already has three foot deep by 1 foot concrete post holes filled with rebar that comes up, okay? And then the rebar has been twisted, so that way he can take a chain, claps the chain onto one end, runs it through all of his handles and everything, claps it to the other, and then takes a piece of inner tube filled with sand and puts it over top of his kayak to make sure they don't go anywhere. I thought that was genius. Tried to do that in my backyard. My wife started yelling at me because you never know when I might find a kayak just floating around a couple days. But this is, definitely you don't want to lose your kayaks, folks, because after the storm and you're flooded, that might be your only way of getting around, helping your neighbors. And, folks, please help your neighbors. After your storm goes by, please help your neighbors. That's what Americans do, is we help our neighbors and our friends when after times of great uncertainty. It's what makes this country great. So please help your neighbors, and one way of doing that is using the kayak that we love to fish out of as a delivery system. Being able to paddle up and be like, hey, you okay? You're not hurt, are you? Okay, you're not. All right, move around. Throw a chainsaw on the back of your kayak, folks. That will come very in handy. Get on them now. Go to your local rental places and try to get a hold of a chainsaw. Yeah, you're gonna spend probably $50 to $75 on those things, but you know what? You're gonna need it. Take care of yourselves, folks. Don't be out in the, trying to be what's that guy on the Weather Channel? The bald head. Oh, I can't think of his name. Don't try
Jim
to be that
Cantore.
Guy. Jim Cantore. Yeah. Sitting there, in hurricanes. It's really blowing, and you can see the hair that's left on top of his head being blown off, because remember, folks, it's not that the wind is blowing, it's what the wind is blowing. I've seen some heavy winds pick up some things you would never have thought could be picked up and thrown around. Last thing you want to have happen is decide to step outside for a second and have a car radiator go through your back, or that your neighbor's 72 Nova flip on top of you. So definitely don't need any of that, because we've got the kayak fishing radio boondoggle in Charleston, South Carolina coming up here, folks, and would love to see all y'all there. I'm still working on trying to get down there, but it should be a great time. Go to yakangler.com to read about more on the Charleston Kayak Fishing Radio Charleston Boondoggle. So, all right. I think we had enough doom and gloom. So, Greg, you had a Sharper tournament this past weekend?
Yeah, I fished the NEKF Striper Shootout last weekend up in Salem, Massachusetts, and had a real good time. Caught lots of fish. Ended up with team keepers between 28 and 34 inches. A handful of smaller schoolies on top of that. And other than a real nasty thunderstorm that came through Friday afternoon as soon as I set up my tent, it was a great weekend. The weather held out all weekend, and it was a good time. Everyone up there that I talked to pretty much caught fish, and the winning fish was a big 46-inch bass.
And wow.
Monster fish. And all the fish that placed were 44 to 46 inches in the
cool.
two classes. So, big monster stripers.
So cool.
But yeah, it was a good time. A lot of time on the water. I spent Saturday morning at 2 a.m. was the first time I launched, till Sunday at, I think I got off the water at 10:30. I spent 20 hours floating in that kayak and paddled nearly 30 miles by the time I was done.
Oh, man.
Put the time in, just couldn't find the big one.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, that's tough when you got, you know, a lot of people fishing, and you know that turns into a lot of work and a lot of sitting there. Especially, you know, I usually have the bad misfortune of showing up to the weigh-ins early. So, you know, you hear these guys come in, yeah, I caught a, you know, if you have a 40-inch fish, you know, come in, yeah, I hit a 39. You're like, yeah, you know, and as the people start slowly walking, you're like, yo, how'd you do? You know, oh, I caught one, you know, 29. It's like, okay, I made it. But then, you know, the guys start rolling in. Yeah, I caught a 40, you know, about a 41-inch one. You're like, oh, man, you know. You start doing the math. Okay, that's eight people that's caught fish bigger than me. So, you know. Hoping, you know,
yeah,
you're hoping that their flash card didn't work.
Yeah, I was catching them right up to the last minute. I caught three on the way back to the launch and just didn't have anything left at that point, and the wind started picking up. It was just time to get off the water. But, you know, it's a good tournament. We had about 150 anglers, and it's a low-key. Lots of people help people out. Some guys came down from Canada. There were some guys from Maine. You know, it was nice. You know, some guys that pointed me towards fish when I went up to Maine for a weekend trip a month or two ago. As I was paddling in on Saturday, both of them were looking at skunks, and I was able to say, hey, go hit this hole. And, you know, they're about 10 feet deeper than you expect them. And talked to the guy later that night, and he picked up five of them out there. So
good.
You know, it's good to get out there. Good to see lots of people on the water. You know, even the guys that were catching the big fish were helping people out. So real nice, friendly tournament.
That's great, man. So do you have any tournaments coming up in the next month?
Actually, I got another one this weekend. There's a another one that's being put on by the a local Elks Club.
Okay.
And it's a powerboat tournament. But they just opened a kayak division this year, so a bunch of us. In fact, I think four out of the six people that placed in the two divisions last weekend will be out there fishing, trying to show up the power boaters.
Oh, yeah.
And then actually taking my 10-year-old son out with us, you know, as long as the winds hold off. Saturday's still looking pretty good for us. So you know, if the weather looks like it's going to hold, then we'll go out there and do that. And then I guess the next tournament I have on my schedule, I'm still planning to come down and see you guys for that TKAA tournament in September.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I was getting at. Folks, if you live on the East Coast, and you've got some time to spare, definitely head up to Virginia Beach, Norfolk area. Excuse me, I got a sneeze. Sorry about that. For the Tidewater Kayak Angler Association's annual Kayak Fish for Charity tournament. It's a great tournament, a lot of fun, great food, great people, and some amazing prizes. Absolutely amazing. I didn't get a chance to fish it last year, unfortunately, but I did get a chance to fish it 2 years ago. You want to talk about some raffle prizes, from rods to bait and tackle to hats, to little knickknacks. I mean, they had huge amount of prizes. We're talking like in the 2 years ago, I think it was like $75,000 worth of just raffle prizes. You know, plus the logo is really cool for this T-shirt this year. So definitely check that out, folks. Try to get out there. It's a great time. Are you going to be staying at the hotel that this is going to be at, Greg?
Haven't decided yet. I plan on registering next week, making sure my hall pass doesn't expire or anything. But I'm pretty sure I'm safe. And yeah, I'll probably register to stay at the hotel. I don't think I'll be camping. I think I'll actually get a good night's sleep and try to do that. But yeah, plan on going down there probably on Thursday and trying to do some pre-fishing on Friday. And then I think I can even manage to stick around and do some fishing on Sunday after the tournament. Being that I've never fished that area of the country, I'm sort of excited to get out there.
Oh yeah, you can. Are you planning on doing the slam or the the striper or just a specialized division?
Don't know. The striper's one. It all depends. I gotta look at it and try to do some research on where to fish. I'd like to try to do the slam. It's just a matter of trying to find the spots and what I can find. Obviously, I fish stripers a lot, so I'm probably a little better at finding them than I am redfish and trout. But it would be fun to try to get them all. So.
Cool, man.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with the bass division personally. Largemouth bass. I'm gonna rip some lips after the storm passes by. I'm gonna wait until next weekend and head out and start pre-fishing, trying to find my bass. I haven't done that in a while, and once I find them janks, it'll be on like Donkey Kong. I need a new kayak, man. Folks, if you take first place in any of the divisions, you receive a brand new kayak from a Hobie Pro Angler, fully loaded, in the first place of the slam, all the way down to a Mokin, which I think is the kids one or the flounder one. You can't go wrong, folks. This is a great, great tournament. It supports Heroes on the Water, Casting for Recovery, all those great organizations that help our wounded warriors, our veterans that are coming home with not just external scars, folks, with internal ones also. So please support, your local Heroes on the Water chapter. We are actually going to have, hopefully here soon, a regional guest from Heroes on the Water. And also Jim Dolan, the man who helped create Heroes on the Water, which is a great organization. I support it 100%. Many organizations out here in Virginia and across the country help support Heroes on the Water, because every veteran is a hero, no matter what they say. And that's only pertaining to Vietnam veterans, folks, or Iraq War or Afghanistan War veterans. Thank the Persian Gulf veterans. Thank the Vietnam veterans for all that they did for our country. All right. So with that, we're going to call it early this tonight. Reason being is I've still got a lot of preparing to do for this weekend. And I know many of you do too, worrying and everything else. So with that, we are going to call it a night. And Greg, do you have we have CBI Echo 2 has logged in. We might extend a little longer. But for this next tournament, we'll put a standby on calling early. For this next tournament you got going on, Greg, what's your strategy going to be, man?
Well, this one's going to be a little bit different. It's actually an area that I've never even fished before. And talking to some of the guys last weekend, I was planning on taking my son out to the areas I did well last weekend and areas I'm familiar with. And they said, because my son was at the tournament and was running around during the awards banquet and stuff like that, they're going to show me some spots to take them. It's a pretty sheltered area we're going to be fishing in. There's some open water because it is middle of Boston Harbor. We'll be fishing in the shadow of the airport there.
Cool.
But there's plenty of sheltered water around that I can take my son in. And this is, the area that the winning fish was caught in, and a lot of 40-inch fish have been caught there in the past week. So,
cool.
So I'm gonna actually get some tips when I get down there, it's sort of less of a tournament. It's more of just going and hanging out with the guys for me, as far as this tournament's concerned. And it's
right.
A good cause. This one's supporting Michael J. Fox's charity.
Cool.
So they're raising a bunch of money for that. So. Good cause, and it's good to hang out with fisher people from all over.
Oh yeah. CB Kayak just let me know that they have a tournament coming up in Maryland, September 10th. You can go to K as in cat, kite, A as in apple, I as in India, N as in November, C as in Charlie.com. Again, that's CBKaneC.com. Definitely check them out. That's another great tournament I heard about. I think that's the right one that I'm thinking about. Give me a second, folks. I'll check. But this is the time of the year, folks, when tournaments going on, support and charities, things like that. Yep, Chesapeake Kayak Angler annual tournament. Little paddle fest there. A lot of great sponsors, all the way from kayakbassfishing.com to Paddle House, Kayak Fishing Magazine. Let's see here, Hook One. Coastal Conservation Association, if you're not a member, become one. They are fighting for our freedoms in recreational fishing, folks. Definitely help the CCA. Hobie, a great tournament there. A lot of great stuff to win also. So, all right. So, fishing forecast for the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast this weekend. Folks, it's going to be a little rough. You're going to have a little bit of waves, a nice breeze, maybe a little bit of rain. if they stay off the water this weekend. in the Mid-Atlantic region, i.e. from North Carolina or South Carolina up to Maryland. Definitely not the day to be a newbie trying to go out in this kind of water. My butt's not even going out. Northeast, check your local weather, see where things at. If you can fish a lake that's safely, you know, enclosed, definitely do that. Clean the reels, check your tackle, go to Bass Pro or Gander Mountain or Cabela's or whatever you have near you, local tackle shop, spend some money. Help with the recession. That's what I would say. I'm helping the economy, honey. She never believes me, though. So, okay. Stevie Kayak, I know you just got on, but we're going to call it a night. I've got things to do, and I know many of the people around the area are probably doing something while they're listening to the show. And with that, we're going to call it. So, folks, sorry for that drawing out on there. CB Kayak said, we won't even be running our 65-foot head boat this weekend out of Chesapeake Beach, Maryland. For a boat not to be going out that big, you know it's going to be bad. So, I have a new sponsor on the more pro staff for. And that's Keen Footwear. Folks, if you haven't checked them out, they have some great sandals. I went ahead and just gotten in. What's their name? I got to go take a look at these things. These pair of paddling sandals, folks. I know personally, when I wear my sandals when I'm paddling, then I step out of the kayak, I stub my toe a lot because I shuffle my feet. So I don't like to fall in holes or have stingrays get me. That's bad juju there. But I have a pair of these sandals that are just awesome. I mean, just totally awesome. But Keen Footwear, definitely support them. They've got boots, shoes, sandals. You name it, they've got it. Let's see here. I'm actually trying to find them right now. Hang on 1 second. Work boots.
Keenfootwear.com.
Keenfootwear.com. They are the Hydro Glides. They've got these things are cool, folks, in the fact that they've got a protective toe area that lets the water drain out, but keeps your toes protected from when you oysters, stumps, if you're freshwater fishing. And they also have a pair of what they call their gorge boot, which is for your colder water, i.e., March, April, May time frame for y'all in the Northeast. In May, the water's still a little cold, but it's still warm enough that you don't want to be wearing waders. It's a neoprene boot, keeps your feet warm. Definitely something to check out. I just ordered my wife a pair of cold weather boots. The UGG looking things. They should be in any day now. I know she's gonna love them. But definitely check out Keen Footwear. I'm a pro staff member, and folks, if I don't like the product that I support and supports me, I don't support them. So definitely check them out. Great company, Keen, K-E-E-N, footwear.com. Also, folks, go to yakangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource. We've got a couple things going on there. We have a contest going on right now, Greg?
No contest right now, just the voting's going on for the Kayak Angler Choice Awards.
Yes. Yes, yes. Go to surveymonkey.com/S. I'm trying to do this off of memory, folks, so give me a break. Or just go to yakangler.com. Find the link to the Kayak Angler of the Year Awards and check it out. Please, do that. You can't vote for government. You can't vote for PIP. You can't vote for any of the kayak fishing radio hosts. So don't try it. We'll just deny it. Why? Because we want to keep things as unbiased as possible. This is the People's Choice Awards, folks, in kayak fishing. Okay? So, kayakdogs.com. Brave the waves where giants tremble. Folks, this is a great clothing line company. They got some great stuff. They have a great tournament coming up here in October down in Jacksonville, Florida, the Irish Water Dog Regional. Definitely check that out. And if you fish the TKAA tournament and you win, guess you just got an invitation to the Irish Water Dogs Invitational. Pretty cool, huh? I always think so. All right. Who else? Who am I forgetting? YakDaddy.net. Home of the slider. Receive 10% off your next purchase of a slider by inputting promo code. I forgot my own phone number. 0854. Okay? Definitely do that, folks. You won't go wrong with the slider. Just off you someone with back and shoulder problems. Or you're just starting off and you're not comfortable reaching behind you to grab your rods out of your play, check out the slider. Very easy install. You can catch that on their website. I do a video on how to install the unit. And we have that all taken care of for you. Am I forgetting anyone, Greg? I know I am.
I think you did pretty good. I think you got most of them there.
Yeah. So let's talk about the other hosts. We have Monday night with Redfish Chuck at 8 o'clock talking about the Mosquito Lagoon, Titusville area fishing. Great area to fish in, folks. Of course, there's no redfish in Mosquito Lagoon, so he really doesn't have much to talk about there. But definitely check that out. Let's see here. We've got the Tuesday night, a Bad Backcast Live. That's out on the Eastern. Definitely check that out. That's Rob DeVore doing that show. It's a great show. Step of his blog, abadbackcast.com. Definitely check it out. It's a great show. And, of course, we have our West Coast show, the Best Coast show. And that is Isaac the Nothing Miller's West Coast Kayak Fishing Radio Show. Definitely check that out. It's a great show. And, of course, Wednesday nights, folks, that's my show. By the way, Isaac and Rob's show is on a Tuesday night. My show is the Wednesday night show. I'm special. There's only one person playing Wednesday nights, and that's me. Yay! My kids aren't yaying for me. There we go. Yay! Definitely, folks, turn in next weekend on the live or recorded Irene sounds. Definitely don't want to miss that. And then Thursday nights, we have the big show, Kayak Fishing Radio, the original, with Chip Treehugger Gibson, Poppy, as we like to call him. We'll be doing his show tomorrow night at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. So definitely check that out, folks, if you have a chance. All right. And with that, we're going to call it. I got to find my music. Hang on. All right. Let's see here. Is that it?
I can't touch it.
No, that's not. But it is catched. Let's see here. With our funky outro, folks, have a safe weekend. Go fishing before that if you can. If not, batten down the hatches and get ready for Irene. Hopefully, it'll be a good day, and that'd be a female dog. All right, folks. Stay safe. Have a great weekend. If you're going fishing, wear your PFDs. Don't drink and paddle. And take a kid fishing. Tight lines, everybody. Get bent.